Blog Talk Radio.
Now as the record spins around, you recognize this sound, well it's the underground. You know that we're down with what you like, with what you like.
And though we're usually on a serious tip, check it out. Tonight we're gonna flip and trip and let it all hang out tonight. We're gonna say what we like.
Cause yo yo, we wanna know how many people in the flow would like to just let yourselves go and do what you like. What's tonight's your night? Just eat food, try not to be crude or rude. Kill the attitude, chill the serious mood and do what you like. And do what you like. Everybody do what you like. Do what you like. Yo, go where you like. I mean rich, poor, high, lower, upper, middle class. Let's all get together and have a few laughs and do what we like. And do what we like. And since you came here, you gotta show and prove. And do that dance until it don't move. Do what you like. Sometimes I bite.
Now if you're hungry, get yourself something to eat. And if you're dirty, then go take a bath. Mess up the line? Nope, sometimes I don't rhyme. Help yourself to a cracker with a spread of cheddar cheese. Have a neck bone. You don't have to say please. Eat what you like. Yo, smell how you like.
Everybody do what you like. Do what you like. Yo, do what you like. You know what I'm saying? Whatever you like to do, talk how you like. Now just act a fool. It's okay if you drool, cause everybody's gonna strip and jump in the pool and do what we like. And do what we like.
Homegirls, for once, forget you got class. See a guy you like? Just grab him in the biscuit.
And do what you like. Now red, white, tan, black, yellow, or brown. It really doesn't matter, we could all get down and do what we like. And do what we like. From a pink skin Yankee to a blue black southerner, ditch figure or governor, just do what you like. Look how you like. That's a sonic to jazz for the hip hop fan. And since we're not your average everyday rap band, your piano man. Play how you like.
You know we're getting busy, we can't be corrected. Jay said, has to be deaf. I say what I like. Like I said, sometimes we bite. Even though you don't think it's right. Yo, I like to bite. Just having fun, y'all. And if you think it is wrong, you got to admit, it's a new type of song.
Do what you like. Yeah, do what you like. Yo, go where you like.
Go where you like.
Yo, do who you like. Alright, here we go, y'all. Do what you like. Talk how you like. Drink what you like. Grab who you like. Feel what you like. Eat what you like. Scratch where you like. Itch if you like. Go where you like, kid.
Being played at your station, we will provide the following time for you to announce your station identification. Radio stations may begin your fade here. For those that would like help, we will start your fade for you.
Good evening, good evening, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Tonight, is Do What You Like, with your host, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic. And I guess Mr. Metaphoria is doing what he like tonight because he not here. But anyway, if you're listening online, the dial-in number is 319-527-6300. And when you get here, please press 1 and do what you like. Tonight's show is sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? I got mine. You got yours. Let's give a shout out to our illustrious CEO, Arthur Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet Douglas. Baby, baby, take your socks off. Yo. What's up, family? What's good? Y'all ready to do what you like? Are you ready? I know I'm ready. I mean, hey, had a great weekend. You know, my boys advanced to the NFC Championship game. Oh, yeah, I'm not going to stop talking about it. But let's get somebody else in here to talk with us. Ladies and gentlemen, no, I'm not doing a piece. Don't ask me those questions. Just do what I like. And I'm doing what I like. La Pearl La Negra. Hey, Danielle.
Hey, Van, how you doing?
I'm doing just fine. What? Hi.
Oh, God, I'm sorry. Why y'all don't do no peace for Do What You Like? Why y'all? Why we can't get a peace, though? Huh? What's up with that?
Do what you like. And I'm doing what I like, but not... You want to hear me spit a piece, come on any other night of the week or every other Monday on the Soul Cafe. Soul Cafe, where it goes down. And you get to hear for other poets sound like this. Oh, yeah, welcome to the Soul Cafe. This is what we're going to... This is what we're going to do tonight. I just want to know, how did y'all feel about that song? Let's just get some other commentary here. You know, that's
so fired.
So fired. But it's all right. I'm going to show up tomorrow.
I know.
You know,
Lord have mercy. All right, we'll deal with this. But you know, we be wanting to hear a piece. You know, you can't get people used to you doing certain things and then just like snatch the rug up from underneath of them. That's like,
no, you know, it's okay to change sometimes. You know that, right? It's okay to change up sometimes.
That is true. Right. That is true. I'm not gonna argue with that.
I give you a piece. Roses are red. Violets are blue.
Oh, Lord.
Do you miss me like I miss you? In
peace. Oh, Lord.
You walk right into it. I mean, hey, you wanted a piece, I gave you a piece. Do what you like, baby.
All right, I'll take that. That's what's up. I got it.
So what you gonna do? You gonna do what you like? You ready to do what you like?
I'm gonna do what I like. A little bit of what
okay.
I like.
All right. Go ahead. Do what you like.
Thank you. All right. This is called A Soul for Love. Ask any woman you've been with, and they'll say, "You love with precision and perfection. But it's not real." Casanova. I've always been a free spirit, wild at heart. But I allowed myself to be tamed by a broken beast. He loved me, protected me, but he never understood my freedom. Because when I said, "Forgive me for being too open," he must have thought I said, "Show me the meaning of a broken heart." Because he left, broke me, taking all of me with him but this now empty shell of a physical appearance, leading me to wonder, is this my redemption? or the road leading to a fresh hell. I don't even recognize myself. The anger, the resentment, the misunderstanding, and the questioning over and over and over, why did he do this to me? What did I do? How can I fix it to bring him back? What am I supposed to do now? That torturous cycle of words constantly playing in my head. They say time heals all wounds. Well, I say it lengthens days, allowing for the pain to linger. Because I thought I'd conquered these parts of me. I must have missed something. But because my love has always been a deep and unconditional one, I learned that in this world, we are meant to meet challenges and make sacrifices. So no longer is my heart like a feather in the wind. The truth lies within the soul, and that never changes. And I am the love within love's truth. Because I will always love. So I vow from here on to only fall in love with the soul. And that's that peace.
Mm. She definitely came in, ladies and gentlemen, and do what she like. She doesn't even recognize herself. He took everything but the shell of her. Ooh.
Mm. Oh, Lord. Oh, my God. Really?
Oh, I'm sorry. I wasn't supposed to be touching myself. I mean, this is do what you like. Oh, I'm sorry.
Lord, I'm sorry. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Prayer.
Yeah, that's a beautiful piece, Don. Yeah, that's, you know, it reaches into places. It just holds you there, almost like you reach in and just feel that beating heart. Except you feel something else beating, baby, baby.
Wow, thank you.
Won't you let everybody know where you're going to be?
Okay, I feel it so much. Alternating Saturday nights with Poetic. I am in Poetic Therapy with Sam the Man Phillips. Monday nights, I am, okay, alternating Monday nights with Do What You Like. I am one third host in the Soul Cafe with For Real the Poet Douglas, the CEO of Epiphany Radio. I'm Poetic. And Wednesday nights, I am in the Love Zone where I co-host with my sexy, sultry voice diva, Miss VIP. Now, I can't remember what she said the topic is, even though I wrote a piece to it. But I know when it comes about, y'all going to love it. So y'all come on by Wednesday night and get caught up in the Love Zone. Back to you, Lane. Or are you Poetic tonight? Because I don't know. Are you sounding? You sound like Poetic.
I mean, I may be Poetic tonight. I may be Van. I may be the impersonator. You know, I don't know who I am tonight, but I know I am. Bang, bang, bang. She didn't see that one coming. Ladies and gentlemen, that was La Perla La Negra, who just got banged on. Next up. We got the CEO himself, one author, Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet Douglas, baby, baby.
Shababy, baby. Shababy, baby. What it do, bro?
Give it to him, bro.
What it's doing, bro? What it do?
Hey, bro. What's happening, bro? Welcome to Do What You Like.
I ain't got my socks on. I ain't got no socks on.
Take them off.
I ain't got no socks on, baby, baby.
Take them off.
Van Schmettos. What is Van Schmettos?
Oh,
David called out sick.
He called out sick. Yeah, he called out sick. He didn't call out sick. He did a no call, no show. Bigfoot Mountain Giant, no call, no show.
He probably couldn't get out the chair. God, he couldn't get off the chair.
that's probably what happened. He just couldn't get off the chair. He just sitting around there, you know, sipping on some soda pop. Stuck
like a truck just in the mud.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But what's going on with you, baby?
Oh, man, yeah, I'm just sitting here chilling.
Hold on.
You know?
Hold on. Yeah. You said you heard Miss Pearly.
I heard Miss Pearly.
Did Miss Pearly have you touching yourself?
Yeah, I heard her laughing for no apparent reason, just laughing for no apparent reason.
She did giggles. We're going to call her Smiley. Hey, Smiley.
Bubbles. I like Bubbles.
Bubbles. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Cause I don't know about Bubbles because that was Michael Jackson's monkey name, and I wouldn't feel right calling him.
But then it fits perfectly. Hey, you know, her laugh is pretty bubbly, so I said Bubbles.
She going to get you, both. She going to get you.
She is. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So what's good, friend? What's good, baby?
Hey, man. Everything is good, man. I'm just sitting here really relaxing or trying to relax. Been doing some packing up, you know. I'm about to relocate my mind, my body, and my soul. And so I've been just trying to relax right now.
Okay, sounds good. Well, we appreciate you calling in to do what you like. I mean, you know. Since you're not doing anything, you know. I know you said you was packing, but you stopped, so now I know you're not doing anything. So you want to do what you like, bro? What you want to do, man?
I don't know, man. I ain't really feeling kind of, you know, poetic tonight. You know, I just called them to say hello and anything like that. Something that's tap tap and do that thing.
That sounds pretty good. That sounds pretty well. You doing what you like, man? I like it, man.
Yeah, you understood what I said?
No, because I'm doing what I like and I'm ignoring you since you want to do a piece. You know,
I said I want to just call in to do that thing doing it on the microphone.
I mean, as long as the character with the promo don't come out, you know, because he a little weird. Mm-hmm. He a little weird. Yeah, he weird.
Yeah. Nervous. Yeah, nervous Chuck.
Yeah. He just be on some other stuff, you know. He just weird. Dude, I don't know what to say about that guy.
Yeah, matter of fact, I do have a piece I can spit here. Probably do it in Nervous Chuck's voice. I'm not sure. I wrote a piece full of curse words. Let me see if I can pull that up. Oh, shit, I just lost my piece. Where's it go? Yeah, it's got a lot of curse words in it. It's called The Fuck. Where am I? I had to read it for myself first. I'm not going to read that one tonight. I got to finish that. But it's got a lot of curse words. You're going to love it. It's called The Fuck.
Right up, Do What You Like's alley.
Yeah. No, but this piece here that I'm going to do, I think I did it once, twice. I'm not sure. Maybe.
Three times later.
I mean, you know, when you started singing that, I thought of Eddie Murphy when he used to do that on Saturday Night Live.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I heard. Yeah.
And he did a big record, and then he did a whole album, you know. So that's not a. I don't mind in classification. I don't mind.
Yeah, I don't know what you just said, bro. I phased out a little bit. I just phased out. I'm sorry, bro. Seriously, I'm paying attention, but I phased out. I'm at that age. A little bit.
All right, bro, go ahead, man. Do your piece, man. Go ahead. Do what you like.
Yeah, I'm going to try. I'm going to try, man, because I don't know. My spirit is disturbed right now. I'm going to try to do it. I ain't spitting so long, man. So here we go. You ready?
Mic is yours, bro.
I want to dedicate this. Okay, brother, I want to dedicate this piece to Miss Pearly, a.k.a. Bubbling Brown Sugar. Recalling your touch. Huh. The way you touched me, profound, huh? How the love came crashing down, huh? How your voice resonates every syllable, echoes, whisper, loudly. Hoping is forever, not disposable. Kissed by moistened lips, that heavenly twist that gave life a lift. Free me from gravity, peacefulness now exists. Possibility echoes, whispers loudly, a kiss from understanding. Understanding that you were here for me. I'm just recalling your touch and how you touched me, still touching me. Closed eyes see, nostrils sense your scent. Skin, this flesh then still feel your fingers all over it. Arousal beginning to stiffen. Don't just leave me with the memories. Beautiful, but they torment me. My hands reach out, fingers like tendrils longing, like plant life seeking nourishment from the sun. Every digit remembers. They too have memories attached to this heart of touching you. Holding you, your touch, how your touch spoke to me, communicating, sending tiny shards, subliminal things that touched in ways that are only found in dreams. Left, you, left, came in and guess it was the season. I wanted to last as long as possible, but love can be seasonal. Memories are forever, though. Memories are forever, yo. They hold you bound to the things that once held you down. They pull at your heartstrings, resonating tones and sounds. Forever wavering, sensations are shit. Profound memories reoccurring as if you were right there. Still right there, the scent she wore, the feel of her lips as if she were right here. Hearts still beats as if she's right here, nibbling on her ears, yo. Wishing she was here, yo. Playing with her feet, tickling those tiny little toes, caressing the moment, ingesting the atmosphere, dinner on love's buffet. A lover's meal, a table set for two, stretched out on a white shag carpet, making passionate love to you, dancing and romancing to some old neo-soul grooves, making the room spin, being lost within, just lost within you. Memories hold the light of the many lit candles. I tried to give the stars to you, lasso the moon and bathe in its glow with you. Memories can take you right back there, and I'm remembering her touch, the way that she touched me, profound, how that love came crashing down, how her voice resonates every syllable, echoes, whispers loudly, hoping it's forever, not disposable. I was hoping that it was forever, but it was disposable. Kissed by those moistened lips, that heavenly twist that gave life a fucked up lift. Feed me from gravity, oh, peacefulness. Don't just leave me with these memories. Beautiful, beautiful they are, but they torment me. Echoing, echoing. echoing as they whisper stories of disposable love. For real.
Man. Did y'all hear that? Man, I had to strip out my clothes and run around naked. That's how that piece made me feel.
Damn.
You know, I got all sweaty and everything. I had to cool it down. Pearly, you hear that? You hear that? You hear that, Pearly? It might be nasty to you, but somebody might like it. I'm just saying. But anyway, that's a whole other story. But anyway, Pearly, did you hear what he just said? He just dedicated to you? Man, Pearly. Oh, Pearly.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. That's a dope piece there, brother. That's I know you ain't spit in a while, man. That's the first time you spit in, man, since a week ago. About a week ago.
Since a whole week.
But that's all right. But that's all right. Because we're here to do what you like. And you definitely did what you like. So that's what's good, my brother.
Hey, you're welcome, my bro. You're welcome, my bro.
Man, let everybody know what you got going on in the Epiphany Radio universe.
Well, Vance Meadows, I'll tell you in one brief sentence what I got going on at Epiphany Radio Monday night at 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time from the corner of Broad Mifflin, the hot dog stand. $3 for $1, $2 for $0.50 is the bank.
Did y'all just hear what For Real did? He just did a reverse bang. But he really just banged on himself. Bang, bang, bang. He banged on himself, y'all. He just banged on himself. See, he used to host this show. And I guess he was just missing all the banging. Get it? Banging. Welcome to Do What You Like. Next up is VIP. Welcome to Do What You Like. How you doing?
Hey, Van. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
I'm doing all right.
Just all right.
Mm-hmm.
So you come to do what you like tonight.
Absolutely.
I mean, what do you really like to do? Give me a moment. Let me sip some of my tea. Let me sip some of my tea.
Yeah, well, I do have a little something.
You got a little something? Okay. All right. The mic is yours. Go ahead. Do what you like.
Thank you. This piece is called Triggered. I saw something the other day that triggered me in a certain way. All of my emotions, sensations from our relationship came from this clip. I began to trip and reminisce how you had my body in every position I could think of. And of my own volition, I fell into the abyss of carnal bliss. So caught up, I was willing to do anything to have you kiss me, hold me, do me until I was raw, and then I still wanted it, wanted you to love me, at least care deeply for me. Triggered by the moans and expletives coming from your mouth, making me look at us, making me scream. Once in a while, I'll hear you speak with my sugar. And for a moment, I feel a little weak. My body faintly feels you now. And even though I moved on and even forgave, I was triggered. Triggered so bad I wanted to call. Then I remembered, you never loved me at all. That shit hurt me so bad, but you will never know that I was triggered. And that I'll take to my grave. And that's that piece.
Well now, well, okay. Well, well, ooh. Ooh. Ooh, you want to be done until you so raw. Ooh.
Now.
I didn't say it. I just heard it in the piece. You know, mm-hmm. Mr. Metaphor, I surely will do you raw. Just let
no,
me
Lord.
Know something, please, and I will do you just as raw as you like. But anyway, but that was I really enjoyed that piece, very, very sensually tantalizing. And then, you know, your body doing things under mm-hmm. its own volition. Whew, yeah, you used that big college mm-hmm. word in there. I heard it, yeah. I heard it, yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah, I heard her come and do what she liked. She did what she liked, didn't she? Now, how many of y'all are doing what you like to what she said, like I'm doing what I like to what she said? I mean, I'm just saying. Let everybody know where you're going to be. Let everybody know where you're going to be.
All right. Every Wednesday evening, my sultry diva, La Perla Negra, and I are in the Love Zone, 9 p.m. And the topic for this week is, what will it take for you to let go of the past, let go of that baggage, to love someone again, or just simply be open to love? That's that topic. Then on Friday, every alternate Fridays, I have Express Your Vibe. And that's open mic for people that just want to come in, chill out, spit whatever's on their mind. Don't suppress it, express it. That's at 9 as well. That's that.
All right, man. She said, are you open to love? Mm. You wouldn't let go of the thing that made you not want to love in the first place? Oh, that's a topic now. That's a topic.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I think about it, you know. I wonder about it, you know. decisions. To be in love or not to be. To be in love or not to be. Bang, bang, bang. We choose a not to be or do what you like. I hope y'all enjoying yourselves. I hope y'all don't mind getting banged on because it's quite fun. It is quite fun. Baby, baby. Bang, bang, bang.
Yeah.
You don't bang on me. Think you're going to get away with it. We think he is, the CEO or something. Next up on the mic, ladies and gentlemen, we got Kelly Connor. Welcome to Do What You Like. How you doing?
Thank you. I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing good. It's a fine Monday night. You know, ain't no football on, but it's all right. It's all right. But how you doing? You doing okay?
Yeah, I'm doing good. Doing good. That's some steamy poetry that came before me.
Hey, you know, just do what you like. And they coming in here with all this sensual stuff, make you want to touch yourself. And ooh, Lord, just keep touching. Touch me here, touch me there, touch me anywhere. You know, they doing that kind of poetry tonight. You know, I said, okay, all right.
I dig it.
Did you come to do what you like?
I sure did.
Mm. Well, I'm anxious to hear what you brought. So go ahead and do what you like.
Okay, all right. The title of my piece is, that's what the fuck I'm talking about. If you kiss me on my neck, I just may forget myself and let you take all that you wish and never second guess a second of this. Your kiss like nothing I've ever felt, like nobody else can give the belt that gives me welts where I wet, like nobody else can pound my pet, like nobody else can give me scars on my sunshine, lick on my love line, milk me so fine, all the flavors. I think you'll like that. Let me suck the grapefruit off your lips. Solve the square root of your algebraic equation that makes you add, subtract, and divide these thighs so you can multiply and give me all of your geometry. Put your shape on me. Hold your weight on me. Pump that iron into me and let me see you add some pounds. My rounds on your town bobbing and down, buying everything I see. I want this and this and all some of this. I'm getting it all. We balling out. Everything hanging out. No feelings, just fucking. No cuddling, just crushing. No relaxing, we rushing. This here's an emergency. There's an urgency with what I want. Now come over here and knock me out. That check 1-2, is that you? Yeah, that's what the fuck I'm talking about. And that's that piece.
Send me your location and... Oh, my bad. I didn't know I was unmuted. see, you came right on here doing what you like, talking about what you want. You need your pet. Kelly Connor, Kelly Connor. Why you gotta come in this game out the place? Why you gotta make everybody sweat in the studio? Why you gotta do that?
This felt like, you know, cold outside. At least here in Ohio, so need a little heat.
All right, I'm writing down Ohio. Okay, that's part of that ad for location. Okay. We're getting somewhere. All right. That was a nice steamy piece for a nice cold evening. And you said you want.
I like
some
it,
of this
Kelly Connors. I
love
it.
This. Who invited this person into the show?
I loved it, Kelly. Ooh. I'm just doing what I like. You know what it is. You know what it is.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Don't you just hate it when people just interrupt your commentary when you just talking about the sexy sultriness of the poetry? Let me get back to my point. I need to know what some of this and all of this and this and this. I need to know what that is, because I'm ready.
You shit that thing. I loved it, every minute of it.
Excuse me.
Well, maybe I'll write, you know, what all of that is in another poem.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what
and
I'm
when
talking.
When you went in on that second verse, that thing was so poppin'ly hot.
Thank you. I appreciate y'all.
We appreciate you. And, you know, send me your location. And oh, my bad. Okay. Well, Kelly, bang, bang, bang. Yeah, I had to bang on her. Ooh,
why
she,
you bang on Kelly, bro?
Because she just want that crushing, you know. No love making.
Why you
crushing.
Bang on Kelly Connors, bro?
Because, man, that's what we do around here and do what you like. Don't you know? I mean, you got banged on. You thought you did the banging, but you got banged on. Bang, bang, bang.
Damn, I thought you did me again. Yo, man.
What's up, bro?
No, seriously.
Bang, bang, bang.
Do y'all hear this? Do you hear this? That is the CEO of Epiphany Radio, Arthur Larry Baddox, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet Douglas. Depends on which night you catch him. Because you might catch him sounding like this. Oh, hey, baby love. Oh, yeah. Baby. You might catch him like that, you know. But we're going to keep this party going. Next up on the mic, we got my brother Just Jay is in the building. Just Jay, welcome to Do What You Like, bro. Come on, bro, get your phone off mute. This is not to do what you like to mute yourself when you're unmuted. Just Jay, I know you hear me, bro. I know you hear me. I cannot hear you. We cannot hear you. Bang, bang, bang. Well, that's kind of what happens. That's kind of what happens. What up, bro? Welcome back. Welcome back, for real, the poet. Ladies and gentlemen, for real, the poet. He's bro. Back to do what he likes again. What's up, bro?
Just Jay said, just give him 5 minutes. He was at the climax of his masturbation.
Oh, that's what it was. Okay, okay. That's why I kept hearing this faint little beep. He was trying to drown out the that music.
Yes. Any ladies in here that would like to jump across the table, me and my boy, just hit me in my inbox.
Yeah, we like that. Yeah. Let's go back to Jay one more time, bro.
Go back to Just Jay, bro.
Let's go back to Just
Jay. Can I get a word in edgewise, bro? You keep cutting me off.
I know you ain't talking. You cut off my whole commentary. This ain't to do what you like program to be cutting off the commentary. I'm trying to get the commentary. I'm trying to get a word in edgewise, and I just don't seem to think that you people realize that I'm talking here, and I'm trying to get a word in edgewise. Go ahead, bro. Say what you got. Say what you
I'm
got.
Done. I'm done.
You can't be done. You can't be done. You
I can't seem to get a word in edgewise.
Just get your word in edgewise, man. Just,
yo, where's Jeff J, bro?
Okay, all right, hold on. Just Jay.
Man, I heard y'all unmute me, and I was like, Van, quit playing, man. I know you hear me. Van,
no, we couldn't
I'm going to hang
we
up, Van.
We can hear you, bro. This is what I kept hearing. I kept hearing this faint beep. I said, okay, I said, maybe he's been talking. But it was his faint beep. So, but yeah, but welcome. What you like, bro?
What y'all in here doing, man?
That's just it.
Spang dangling.
We like.
Spang dangling.
I see.
So did you come to do what you like, man? Is that what you here
for?
Yeah,
man. Let me go ahead and get myself ready.
He came for real the poet. He came to do what he liked, baby.
Yeah, baby.
Go ahead, bro. The mic is yours.
All right. Last night I went to the moon, seeking a sleep therapist for my pet insomnia. But when I took to the vet, the doctor asked, was his nose wet? Or if there was a dog or a cat, even though right there it sat. So I understandably got upset. I said, Doc, when it started bothering me in the daytime, I knew things between us was not fine. Why is this nocturnal beast basking in my sunshine? And those are just the facts to be exact, Dr. Jack. Yours is a very interesting case to me. So tell me, what would you do? Glad you asked. Well, at first I tried to pay it no mind because he left me alone during night's most quiet time. But at my job, he come back. But what would you do? I tried to find things that would distract. I do this and I do that. Last encounter ended in a scrap. I was too tired to fight, so I took a little nap and dreamed a dreamless dream while I floated on a raft on my back. And when I awoke, I felt beyond great. No gorilla, no ape. The house was quiet and all mine, and not a trace of insomnia could I find. The clock read 2:59. 2 hours and 1 minute before the start of my grind. So I took in some YouTube to kill some time, and before a long time, my eyes went from slits to little lines as I traveled in my mind. And moments later, my alarm clock crowed. It's time to rise and shine. It's only one thing. I'm beat. Boom.
Yo, you got into character, and I dug this piece. You came in, and finally somebody that came in and didn't talk nasty. Baby, what you say, man? What you say for real?
Yeah. I caught you subliminal on the side kick on that thing. I think the piece was very about the Roman Catholic Church in there, how he slipped that in there with the Trojan. You know, I thought it was nice, man. I thought it was decent. Very respectful guy here. And I like the language. He came in with the accent and shit. You know what I mean? It was very bang-dangling. I like that, Jess J.
Yeah, man. Appreciate you.
Yeah, so you come through here doing what you like. You know, getting all the character, thinking about some jello pudding. Bang, bang, bang.
Yeah.
Baby. I'm having fun tonight. I'm having a little fun tonight,
hey,
man.
Hey, man, you get like that when your sports team wins the game and you got the right to hold your head up sometimes.
Yes,
just
sir.
Like that.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That's why I got too much to say.
That's all right, bro. That's all right, man. I can send you a jersey and you can root for the 49ers, man. Just put it on and walk around.
I wouldn't wipe my ass with that jersey, bro.
I didn't ask you to. I asked you to put it on. See, that's the difference. You're not paying attention. You're not paying attention.
If I'm not going to wipe my ass with it, I'm not going to put it on my skin. It'll blister me up. I can't wear nothing but green.
Yeah. Money do look good on other people, you know, other people use. So I can see why you would wear money. I heard that you got a whole suit. You got a whole suit that looks like money. Dollar bills everywhere, pants, jacket, vest.
I'm a leprechaun.
Pants. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I heard you got all that.
I'm a leprechaun. No, but you know what? You know, I'm going to ride with the Niners, bro. I'm going to ride with the Niners. I was so glad they whipped that ass the other day. You know, I like football. I'm a football liker, you know, although I love my team, but, you know, I ride with the 49ers. I get tired of seeing those same teams win each and every year. Kansas City, they can get knocked off next. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, see, I think Kansas City are going to underestimate the Cincinnati Bengals. And I'm looking forward to a 1989 rematch, 49ers versus the Bengals. Although, I ain't got no problem with seeing them Chiefs again because we owe them from 2 years ago what they did to us in the Super Bowl.
Well, it's nice to see the Bengals back in there doing something with their damn selves. You know what I'm saying? Since Ochocinco is no longer there.
Yeah. Oh, man, it's been that long since Ocho? Dang.
Yes, man. Ocho. Ain't been shit since Ochocinco.
Ochocinco.
I like saying his name, Ochocinco. Yes.
Ochocinco.
Cinco. Ochocinco. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man, but your boy OBJ decided that he wants to play ball now, so that's my concern.
You know, when you say OBJ, that sounds like a sexual thing.
It do, don't it? It sounds like a venereal
disease. Well,
something
from a woman's clinic. You know, when the woman go to see the doctor, the OBYOGN, whatever they call it, that shit.
Yeah, the OBGYN. Yeah, that's what it do. It do sound like that. You're right. It do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm just glad he can still catch the ball.
I'm glad, too. I want him to just get hit one good time and he don't want to go back into the game. You know how Ray Lewis did it. Boy, your your boy Eddie George on a goal line. Yeah.
That. Fumble.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm talking about. So, ain't got no more callers, ain't got no more hand raised. We got a missing host. Bro, what is going on? You know what? Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on. Let me just see what we can do here.
Y'all ain't got no damn.
All y'all nasty.
Yeah, man.
All y'all
nasty.
Hey, for real. Hey,
yeah.
What's going on, Donnie? They was about to send us home.
It's all good. Yeah, right?
We was this close. I'm up here texting. Put me in.
Let's play bubble. Who got the bubble?
Who got it? Who got it?
You know what? Y'all gonna stop.
I'm out.
Smiley. Not Bubble.
Ooh.
Smiley Bubble. Yeah. Bad part is he leaned into it when he was singing it.
Man, he
did.
Yeah. Yeah, he leaned all the way.
Go hit his bubble.
Yeah.
Lord have mercy. Y'all crazy.
I got my bubble popping with me. I got my bubble.
Oh, my God. Oh, Lord. I see how this is going to go from here on in. Lord.
Miss Bubbles. I want to dedicate another piece to Miss Bubbles.
Oh, Lord.
I want to dedicate this piece to Miss Bubbles. Yeah.
Get it in, brother. Get it in.
Thank you, sir. Get it in. Miss Bubbles, I want you to dance with it. I want you to bust your best move on it, Miss Bubbles. Toe tap, head bob, electric slide up in it, Miss Bubbles. Snoopy hustle till you're finished. Holding it, stroking it, sensuous and unapologetic, Miss Bubbles. I need you to tell me when the beat of it slows down. Slow jam with it, Miss Bubbles, because it's bubblicious. It romantically swirl it. Lick your lips, cha-cha-cha. Mamba it, shit, Miss Bubbles. Allow its vibration to take you away to far off places, Miss Bubbles. Some you've been to and liked it. Some you've never been, but you're willing to try it. I'ma need you to blow big bubbles. Adventurous. You've been feeling midlife crisis. For this, you've been itching and scratching at this, at the thought of it. You find yourself swaying and blowing bubbles, parlaying, replaying every thought of it that you've been having over and over again in your head. You got me sinning by the thoughts of it. You've been having, consumed by it, passions in its persuasive nature. You let it in you, pulsating within you, corrupting, causing sensuous bubbles, erratic combustions of untamed pleasures inside of you. You're swaying to the sounds of it. I can see your head bobbing to the lyrics. Now you're praying for forgiveness when there is none that should be given. When you're simply living, enjoying this life and all the shit within it. And those feelings you've been having, Miss Bubbles, I'm having spasms. You keep having them. It's okay to sway to the music as long as you make it your business. Grab it. Allow it to grab you. Ooh. lose control. Shit. Many have gotten caught up in its vibrant veins, in its entanglement, and how it moves you, because it's like music. It cures what ails you. Shit, right to it, poet. How it makes you bob your head to it against your own will like a motherfucking poet. How it sets the mood for some grown-up shit. From the dance floor to the bedroom, if you can make it that far with your clothes still on and shit. Bubble. Music. Girl, you're invited. Bring your own instrument and allow me to play it. Play with it. Finger it. Run my elongated digits along its tenderness. I'll kiss it. I promise you this. Moan explicit songs to it. Let me strum you. Get in between the sheets with you. If only for one night with you. Candlelight and you. Make it last forever. I'm in a daze. But I'll be gentle. See, cause this is what I do to get you in the mood, Miss Bubbles. Baby, I do it all to get you in the mood. This is what I do. This is what I do with music. I embrace it. You sway to it. Dance with it. Bust your best move on it. Toe tap, head bop, electric slide up in it. Snoopy hustle till you finish. Holding it, stroking it. Sensuous and un-the-fuck apologetic. When the beat of it slows down, slow jam with it. Is there for you. Music. Dance with it. Bust your best move on it. Toe tap, Miss Bubbles. Head bop, Miss Bubbles. Electric slide up in it. Left leg, right leg. Snoopy hustle till you finish. Then continue to hold it as you stroke it. That shit is sensuous. That shit is unapologetic. And when the beat of it slows down, you, Miss Bubbles, slow down with it. Slow jam with it. Hold hands as she spin the room against the vibration of it. You send me swinging. You send me swinging. Oh, you send me swinging. To the music. Girl, I see you swagging. You got me swinging, girl. You got me swaying to the motherfucking music. The fuck? For real?
All right. After that 10-minute expressing his soul.
There's a lot more to that 15-minute piece, bro.
Oh, God.
Since he dedicated
let the haters hate.
Curly One, what would you like to do? What you like with that piece for real? The poet Douglas.
I can't touch it.
Girl, get yourself a slice of that delivery.
Show me your tenacity. Tell me your tenacity.
That was the journal.
That was dope. You know, you ain't got no damn sense, but it was dope. What did you say? Monkey shuffle to it.
Mm-hmm. Bunny hop, moon crawl, turtle shuffle to it. Mm-hmm.
Yo, that's why you for real the poet, man. That's what's up.
Man. Kelly,
that
Kelly,
was
what
written
did you
by...
Think of that piece?
Go ahead.
I know you're here. Kelly, what did you think? You're muted. Unmute yourself. Tell us how you felt about that.
It was hot, sizzling, everything. I am at a loss for words. I can't even get my thoughts together.
I see.
Oh, over here sweating and stuff.
Yes.
I was like, dedicate it to me.
Hey, it's the most slices that left around.
Yeah, man. Ms. VIP, where you at? Ms. VIP, where you
at? Right here.
What you think of baby love? What do you think, baby love?
Well, honey, it was dope. But I laughed at some of it, but it was really, really dope.
But thank you. Thank you, ladies.
You got something going on. I'm telling you. You are your name, baby. You are your name.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did.
Oh, Miss VIP, I'm feeling you feeling me.
Oh, Lord.
Here you go.
I'm ducking.
Look at his eyes.
Yes, you are standing in the forbidden places of me. That's what you do.
Mm-hmm.
As I feel you feeling me.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I like that line.
Yes.
That's the forbidden
yes,
places
you
of me.
Okay.
That line.
Yes, Miss VIP threatens me with that scripted strip tease, teasing me, teasingly.
Oh.
Yes, on purpose and deliberately.
There it is.
I wish she would take it off, then remove what she chose, and then touch me. But first, before she touched me, between the distance, I want her to perform for me. Seductively playing with me and my mind with those lips until I'm fully erected in peace. Stuttering Chuck.
Hey, you know what? It packed just as much punch as the other one.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm. That was written by Stuttering Chuck.
Mm-hmm.
Stuttering Chuck. Oh, funny. Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. Look at it.
I got one.
Nope,
I got one for Miss Kelly Connors, too. I got one for Miss
Kelly
Connors.
Uh-oh, Kelly. Here
comes
Kelly.
Uh-oh. I'm ready.
Miss Connors, let me have the honor to walk barefoot through your cranium and step softly through your stiff and cerebellum. Dance with me centrally, touching me telepathically. Move me without touching me. Telekinesis me. Lift me, make me see the unseen things only dream. Make my eyes go cross-eyed. Oh, hypnotize me. Let's leave this room and sketch these walls, the floors, and the ceiling. Let's travel, Miss Connors. Make love to my mind before you peruse me. Then let me walk into your fantasy, slip into your mind's eye, take you from behind. Will I play in the nakedness of your forever wantings? Run-hearted fingers down your every longing, melodies of passions in the wetness of ears heated in anticipation, ready to hear. The moans from this tongue, moans and groans, mental love-making songs, tracks, breakbeats, hearts beating, clips and claps as claps practice mental massage and repeat skip, skip, skip while I'm slapping that. Your bra's still on. I close my eyes and with teeth, my mind's eye removes that. I take it off. They bounce. Bow, bow, bow. Shimmy, shimmy, shake. They ripple those light caramel nipples. Let's dance, Miss Connors. Let me hold your hand as they dance, bobbling up and down, breasts pulsating, moved in rhythm, same time, same pace. Let's travel free from gravity, outer space, lift off again and again to the same pace, turning things up, accelerate, reach atmosphere. Let's escape. Touch me. Mentally, Miss Connors, shaboying.
Oh, oh, yes, the bra is off. It is off.
Oh,
yo, that was gold. Let me get my magic wand and get where you are.
The magic wand.
Yes.
Oh my Lord.
Woo.
Wow.
Thank you, love.
I need a drink.
I know, right? I'm thinking, uh-oh, the AC. Wow.
That's what's
that
up.
Was so,
that's
so
what's up. La Perla Negra, what did you just think of
yeah.
For real dedication to Miss Kelly?
Let me tell you, you know, that was so dope. Some certain things that you say in there, I wonder, just like other poets, how you do it, though you've always been gifted like that, you know. It never ends, and that was really, really dope. All the pieces that you did, I don't know if they were actually written down or if you did this off the top of your head freestyle, but, man, you're a dope poet for real.
Oh, thank you, Miss Curly. I'm a sperm whale.
No lie.
Semen.
No lie.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, I think I like Kelly the best, honestly. I do.
Oh, thank you.
And I know why. Mm-hmm. I know why.
She liked that nasty stuff. She liked that nasty stuff.
Tapping into that sapiosexual nasty.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. Nasty.
Perhaps.
Ms. VIP.
Hi,
what do you think?
Yes.
What did you think of her other poetry?
Well, let's just put it this way. I took my socks off, okay?
Oh, Miss VIP, the way we play hide and seek, meet to meet after we.
Oh, you are a dope poet, I swear. I just don't know how you do it. It's amazing. You're amazing.
Well, I really think
you're amazing.
He is amazing.
You inspire me, Miss VIP. Your molecular structure slips from these lips as I dip the tip of it in peace.
You and your element is nice. What? You look just unbelievable. That was for real.
I've been kept joking. Thank you, Miss Bubbles.
Just say. What did you think? For real. What did you think, Just Jay?
This right here was a complete piece. When you started out with verses like "Let me get barefoot and tiptoe through your mind," I was getting all type of visuals. I said, "Dude, going in." It was a visual masterpiece, and it moved. It moved with real continuity. You was going from visualizing these metaphors to visualizing the woman, and the distinction was clear. This was done nice.
Hey, man, that was a hell of a high dissertation right there.
I heard this one guy do these dissertations before. Yeah.
You've been practicing dissertations,
bro.
You've been practicing dissertations,
bro.
Yeah. I did it for 10 hours yesterday. 10 hours
really?
Straight. Yeah. When all the poets is filling it and then really giving the feedback to go ahead and help the next person be better, had some vets in there, went ahead and did pieces that was giving like demonstrations, putting on clinics, and it didn't make the next person behind them feel no type of way because everybody was pulling in the same direction.
That's dope. That's dope right there. You know, I'd really like to hear one of those poetic dedications to the ladies. You know, that's what I really like to hear.
Yeah, man.
That's what you want. You. Oh boy, here we go.
Don't play.
They hit me. They hit me up in my inbox. The ladies want you to spit, bro.
Oh, you ain't got no choice now. You can't turn the ladies down. Don't play it. Give it calm. Like you know how.
All right. All right. Kelly?
Yes.
I couldn't wait to mix liquid ink with you and she. I mean, the deliciousness of your verbs inspired me to become one with two or three metaphors that make me hard. In no way, shape, or form can my matrix exclude this lyrical trinity. I need my fix. You look at my pen. She holding me captive with her oral fixation when I wanted her to only lick my thoughts. While she creamed with the toy you bought. It's enough adjectives and pronouns to go around. Just close your eyes and listen to the fact that our sensual matchup of verbal utterances fills the room with simple sexual desires, with long stares and not quick glances. Hold your pages closer to your heart before we rip them apart and restart with a new blank canvas. This feeling, this explosion that lasts, like Etta James sang, and our climax has created this thing called a poetic orgy. Yes, this poetic orgy. In peace.
That was nasty.
Yeah. Yeah, you weren't even trying to hide the nasty.
Well, oh my goodness, ripped the pages. You ripped me completely apart. Woo.
Yeah, we heard you tear.
Yeah.
I'm still licking my fingers. And yours.
I know that.
That's nasty.
Ooh, I need some water, some cold water.
Do it.
Yeah, that was dope. That was dope. I don't know how y'all do it. That was dope, though.
Do what you like.
Thank you. Ms. VIP. I want you to sit on it, but let me tell you why I deserve it. Hey, baby girl, did you know you were made to melt in my mouth? While I'm snatching your soul from down south, your panties got in the way. So I had to remove the inconvenience today, but not with my hands, my teeth, and I just need you to moisturize my beard. While I'm pleasuring your nipples with fingers, slow down, baby, don't be weird. My face is a safe space for you to release the stressed juices, and baby, what you've been carrying around all day, see, needs to be violently released. As I turn into a carnivorous savage with an appetite to be pleased, so just let that shit go. because now I'm in beast mode, so I want you to sit on it. But let me tell you why I deserve it. All the tongue lashing and penetrating is evidenced by your wet, dripping pussy and swollen clit. Do you like
to
paint your canvas, known as my bed shed? I want you, you know I do, to slowly grind on it. Look me in my eyes as you feel it, deeply touching your walls, you oozing down my balls while you are straddling me. And I'm gazing in your eyes, and we feel the passion and ecstasy exploding. Let me tell you something, your proof why you should be nasty with it. It's because it's yours, all yours, and it is the reason you have all the control. So, baby, please, have multi-orgasms. That is your goal, because I want you to sit on it. But let me tell you why I deserve it. I deserve all your wetness, all your moisture, all your moans, all your fantasies, all your sexiness, all your moods, all your flaws, all your insecurities. But I'll just stop there. Now get over here and sit on it. And that's that piece.
That's that beast.
You know, I should have grabbed a drink before a band started. I was scared it was coming, girl.
Her words don't come easy.
I'm like, what? Hey.
What she say? I'm in the.
Y'all getting it in tonight.
Oh my God.
Pearl La Negra. Before I bite your apple to taste your cherry and watch the juice drip from your peach, allow me to touch your melons while you lick my grapes. Taste my pineapple-flavored seeds as I consume the juice from your strawberry. Delight myself in your pear tree juice. Nibble on your honeydew till you ooze like juice from an orange while my thumb is in your plum. Thinking, damn, this berry is so sweet. The nutrients of your pomegranate has me thinking some blueberries type of shit. I mean, can I wear your melon till she screams apricot? And the way that nectarine peeks at me through your panties makes my banana ripen. The thought of you tasting like mangoes, never sour like grapefruit or bitter like lemons, but just juicy like blackberries. Let's make a fruit salad without raspberries. All this juiciness, deliciousness, heavenly like guavas. I just can't wait to eat you. In peace.
Oh, my.
I couldn't get myself off mute. Oh, my God.
Lord have mercy.
Her words don't come easy either.
I'm having a lot
of ladies and gentlemen, coming in to do what you like is our favorite Canadian, Lady A.
Hello. I'm just waiting.
Hello, Smitty Lay.
You girls got spoiled tonight.
Hello, Smitty Lay.
You're getting a royal treatment.
Hi. Wowza. Something else, I'll tell ya.
Well, Lady A, everyone has gotten an opportunity to do what they like tonight. Would you like to do
what
you like?
Well, I don't know if I could measure up any of that, but I'll give it a go, I guess. I'm tongued right now, really, to be honest with you. I was looking in a different direction, but I'm going to have to change my direction. So carry on, and then I'll maybe let you know when I'm ready. I should be just another minute or two. Is that okay?
That's fine. That's fine. For real, would you like to serenade Lady A?
Oh, well, you know. You know the sweet, sweet scent of chitterlings. she's got me in a way where I can't breathe. Her lusciousness blushes as it also oozes it. Taunts me, touching me, touches me. My nostrils take its whiff. What is this shit? Sweet, sweet chitterlings. My darling humming of its sweetness, its suckletness. I can't tell. Yep, what the hell is that smell? Her dizziness roams and starting to spin, shaking and quaking. She said that she'd like pancakes, but hog mogs and all she. And the scent of her smells like balls. Fool had to check her utterousness me as I make up words to explain utterously. Fool had to check her uterus cause it smelled like she was utterly. And the fall. That was a freestyle by No Name.
Lord.
Freestyle by other by No Name Harry.
No Name Harry.
Right, right. The fall guy. Lee Majors.
Lady A, what did you think of Fernando's piece for you?
Well, a little bit sweaty right now, so.
Come on.
Sweaty. Like it, like it, like it.
Well, I get a sweet and sweaty one for you now, fellas and girls. And it's called Orgasmic Candy.
Ooh.
Yes.
Mike is yours.
Salty, me. Thick and sweet, such is my lover's gift for me. Draped like melted chocolate with caramel sauce to lick. Cherry in his navel, whipped cream on his chest. Rock hard candy dick. Purple veins, pink cap, skin like stretchy turtleneck. Slutty brownies and slippery nipples watch sexual pleasure triple. I offer you a screaming orgasm. Join me tonight in my cabin. Sweet and nasty orgasmic candy explodes under scanty panties. Crimson heat between the sheets. Queen of Candyland. Negligees and edible panties, strawberry oils and candies, raspberry cream. Syrupy dreams culminate in sensual steam. Dipping, sipping, licking my Lawrence of Arabia. Erotic games I can't be tame. Kitty purrs. I am inflamed. End poem.
Oh, that was beautiful.
Get him, Diva.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
The lingerie and the edible underwear. Yeah.
That's so cool. Okay.
He said, I offer you a screaming orgasm.
Yes, yes. Only the best time.
Okay, yo. Definitely.
Well. That was good. That was really good. Nice, hot, and steamy. But I think it's my turn to serenade the newest poet that just finished her piece. Is that all right, y'all? Is that all right?
Yeah.
It's all right.
Are you gonna come across the table?
Open your mind and legs so I can see and taste heaven. As sure as the oxygen has my lungs breathing, God made you and God made me. So somewhere in between our birth and death date, we should exchange praises and in the garden. So we can art of creation while sipping and drinking and slurping and, oh, baby. It's just the art of creation while we're sipping on our lust libations. Because I need you to, I need to fill your fountain and rain down on me. Please moisturize me. And I open my throat chakra to the eternal pathway of your golden liquid elixir any given day. The God of creation will cast me out for being so nasty with you about all things brilliantly filthy erotic, because the way you open your legs to enter your wet, juicy, inviting love nest makes me want to confess that I'm highly addicted to the way you cream and your orgasms. I play on repeat like a lucid wet dream. My taste buds have a spidey sense that's tingling, reminding me that you are supposed to be anointing them with your flavor. The journey with you through erotic fantasies will be an endeavor, one I yearn and thrive to become part of forever, meaning I'm yours and you're mine for each other's pleasure. My lips are waiting to taste your pussy lips while I part them with my fingertips, because I want to taste this side of heaven as you nestle your legs around my ears like earmuffs leaving no room for your splash to not have a warming home. Yes, baby, go ahead. Moan as loud as you want. We're alone. I'll lick and suck your clit till you say, oh, shit, while you're breathing and body grieving. The last attempt you tried to stop me from tasting your ecstasy. Now give me my rain from heaven all over my beard and moisturize me times seven. I'm waiting anxiously and patiently, but don't make me wait long, because I'm thirstily wanting your waterfall in my mouth, on my beard, and all. And that's that piece.
Well, that was nasty.
I got my passport.
I know that's right.
It was a whooshing noise.
Yes, that was very nasty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Lord have mercy.
Let me eat
y'all started this. Y'all started this now. Just bear that in mind. With y'all nasty sellers. Y'all started this.
Yeah,
I don't remember that. I know not what you speak of.
Sure you don't. That's all right. The recording has it all. The playback has it all.
No, that's right.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Oh, dope, though.
Now it's time for me to bang, 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 bang. All right. Frail the Poet Douglas. Do you have... last words for the people before we shut it down tonight?
Hey, amen. I just want the people to stay safe, keep it, wear a condom, and put a mask on at all times. And that's that piece.
All right, all right, all right. Ladies and gentlemen, join Epiphany Radio tomorrow night for Fly Speak with your host, Mojave. Wednesday night, the Love Zone, Ms. VIP and La Perla Negra. Thursday night to get down with J-Rob, the wise son, and yours truly, Poetic. And we will be venturing into New Orleans jazz, y'all. Friday night is going to be Renaissance Poetry with your host, Keith Eric. Saturday night, let's talk about it, where we do date night differently with your host, Poetic. And we will be talking about what would you do if your significant other came and told you they were in love with somebody else. Oh, yeah, big trigger warning. So if you ain't gotten over that, just prepare yourself. And guest hosting with me on the show is going to be La Perla, La Negra, because I'm going to need a female's point of view. And then Sunday night, y'all, will be right back here for the Inspiration Factory here on Epiphany Radio with your host, Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration, and yours truly, Poetic. And then Monday night, y'all, it will be the Soul Cafe with your host, the CEO. Author Larry Mad Axe, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet Douglas, La Perla, La Negra, and yours truly, Poetic. Now, I don't care what you do. If you're already home, good, stay there. Wear your mask, like Pharrell said. Protect yourself, protect others. But we's getting up out of here tonight, y'all. One love, one mic, and remember, do what you like. Baby, baby.
Baby, baby.
Peace.